Good morning, everyone. This is Mondo, and this is the Mondo After Breakfast Hour. Right. I'm glad to be here. I'm glad you may have tuned in. Working with Riverside now with Spotify for podcasters, as the demise of Anchor has necessitated that. This gives me an opportunity to video podcasts, which I really like the best. And, you know, if you haven't heard of it, there is Spotify for podcasters. Used to be Anchor. Sign up. Put your webcam on. Get going. Yeah, on Riverside, and then upload to Spotify for podcasters. You can use other platforms to record on. I found, though, that Riverside is the best. The only problem is it doesn't work. My Rodecaster Pro 2 doesn't work with it, except for audio, and I want everything in one package. So maybe Rodecaster will come out with the video ad, besides having go to a third party on that. At any rate, welcome. I hope you listen. This is a great platform. There's a lot of people on here, people you hate, people you like, people you don't really give a shit about. There's a lot of that up here. We're going to cover a couple topics here this morning. First of all, we're going to talk about wrestling. Okay, so wrestling. Okay, so I was a wrestling fan when I was a child. It used to come on, forget what the promotion was. It used to come on Sunday nights at like 9 o'clock before I'd have to go to bed, you know, to get up for school the next day for grade school. So that was when I liked wrestling. Now, I didn't know it was fake until later. Actually, my father had taken me to wrestling matches when I was very young, like 4 or 5 years old. And one of the matches he took me to was midget wrestling and women wrestling. Now, the midget wrestling kind of scared me because they were throwing each other out into the audience, landing almost right on top of me. And there were these sweaty, stinky little guys. And I just, it kind of blew me away. Then the women got in there, and they were very entertaining. My next and last foray to wrestling matches was at the Olympic Auditorium in Los Angeles, California. My godfather took me to that. I was thinking about five then, maybe five and a half. And that was a lot of fun, and I got to see people like Haystack Calhoun and Edward Carpentier and people like that. And that was great. I loved it. So fast forward many, many years, I got real sour on wrestling because I knew it was staged or fake is what I called it. And I was resentful thinking because of that, it wasn't really any good. And then here about 4 years ago, a friend of mine who had been a professional wrestler came by and we started talking, and he was doing a podcast, which I'm going to put up here as well, called Two Stone Dudes. It was a great podcast. It was a lot of fun. We had a lot of listeners, and a lot of it was about wrestling. A lot of it was about conspiracy theories. We also had some very pro-cannabis content. It was a lot of fun. And so that's how I kind of got back into wrestling. He kind of got me back into it. And he was very I had started watching WWE, and he was very sour on WWE because of what it did to wrestlers and because of Vince McMahon and because of a lot of reasons. He was very sour on WWE, and he said, All Elite Wrestling, AEW, watch AEW. So I started watching AEW, and it really is my wrestling show of choice, the Dynamite show, the Collision show, the Rampage show. I watch all the shows. I watch all the pay-per-views. I really like it. And I still watch WWE, and I find it very entertaining. For the most part, about half of it is not entertaining. It's kind of stupid and hokey, and there's too much promotion and not enough wrestling. And the wrestling isn't as serious looking as AEW, so I really don't like it as much as AEW, okay? Well, lately, a lot of people on the internet have been shooting on Tony Khan, who owns AEW. They're calling him out for being, less than a big macho guy. And that's not his deal. And people just don't want to realize that. They want a certain persona. I think too many of them are used to that Vince McMahon type persona, which I'm very glad is gone from WWE. He's gone. He needs to stay gone. Triple H is doing a fantastic job with what he has to work with. And, you know, they're doing really well, and they're putting on good shows, and people like their shows, and they go to their live shows and all of that. And I really don't like live shows. I don't go to them. I don't want to go to them. You know, I can watch. I watch about 6 hours of wrestling. Well, more than that, about 8 hours of wrestling per week right here on my 77-inch screen in high def, in ultra-high def. So I don't need to go to these live shows. I really, you know, I guess they're cool. People really like them. But WWE is too PG for me. I wouldn't pay money to go see it. I might go to an AEW show. Maybe. And, you know, it's fairly apparent that some of what WWE is doing is trying to wreck AEW, kind of eliminate them as competition. And you know, the question that a lot of us ask is why? Why are we looking at this? And this is for AEW also as competition. These are two separate programs, two different emphasis. Okay. WWE is sports entertainment. Secondarily, professional wrestling. All the way around in AEW, it is primarily professional wrestling with some sports entertainment, and the promotions have gotten better. So it's a great feature. The Devil's doing great. You know, a lot of things like that are happening. This tournament, the Continental Classic tournament, has been just phenomenal. These guys are getting really bunged up. That's the difference between AEW and WWE. People get injured more often, I think, in AEW than in WWE, because WWE takes a lot of care for their wrestlers to make sure they don't get injured. And I know they do in AEW, but they do a lot of risky stuff, and they do a lot of very dangerous, hardcore moves, which a lot of us like that. We like the brutality. We like the violence. That's what we want. We don't want a bunch of people screwing off. Which is what you get in WWE primarily. You get a bunch of people screwing off. Yeah, some of the promos are great. You know, like Seth Rollins. Gotta love Seth Rollins. I like Roman Reigns too, even though a lot of people don't think the belt's been on him too long. Well, you know, as far as I'm concerned, the belt doesn't mean all that much. Oh, I know it's been over 1,000 days. Blah, 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 blah. And who was there? The greatest one of all time was Bruno Sammartino, right? It was 7 years. Okay, so this is back when it was WWF, or it had a different name than that, and it was a fledgling situation. There was TV, there was live events. It just wasn't nearly the size, even of AEW and its supposed audience decline nowadays. So, yeah, and really the winner back then, in my opinion, and I watched a lot of the matches, is WCW. It was great. It was an excellent show. And unfortunately, they had a demise, put them kind of out of business. WWE wound up buying them, which is great because I get to watch all those matches from back then, which in my opinion were a lot better than WWF or WWE. Yeah. But Eric Bischoff is I don't like the guy. The guy, you know, and a lot of people in the wrestling industry don't like him either, and a lot of fans don't like him. So, you know, what he says I take with a huge grain of salt. And, you know, as far as commentaries go, I listen to Jim Cornette because he's fun. And I also like the best Wrestling Observer and Wrestling Observer Radio. I think they are the best. And there's a lot of good ones out there making commentary. At any rate, Now, what we're looking at is some live events coming up for people, but we're also looking at some pay-per-views. WWE isn't going to have one until January. WWE's got one at the end of this month. I'm looking forward to it. I'm hoping that AEW doesn't get canned by WBD, and that that Raw doesn't get their spots. But if not, I hope that AEW can secure FX, because that would be a better, in my opinion, I think FX has more viewers than TBS and TNT. I could be wrong, But I think FX would be a lot better because they can do the more PG-13 R-rated content, which is what a lot of us, including the young people, the 18 to 49 age group, that's what we want. We want that more violent, that better content, the brutal content. We want that you're not going to get in PG. That's my take on wrestling. I did deliver a huge statement about Punk because I am a CM Punk fan, though on a 10 scale, I used to be a 10 plus. Now I'm about a 6. Well, maybe a 5. 5 is better. Reason why? What he pulled off at AEW, which I still think there's a lot of plausibility in my theory that he did that in order to get fired so he could go back to WWE for the big bucks and not get injured as much. He was injured, what, 2 or 3 times in AEW? Yeah, and he was going to get injured again. Right. I mean, the son of a bitch got injured coming down the ramp for an event, broke his foot. And that sucked. And, you know, he was going to have a great match, blah, 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 and all this. And he had some great matches in AEW, great matches. You know, the matches with MJF. And I think he had a couple good ones with Hangman Page and a couple good ones with Moxley. He had some great matches. So now he's back in WWE. And he hasn't had a match yet. Pardon me, I'm going to clear my throat. Yeah, he hasn't had a match yet. He's not slated to have one until a live event at the Kia Forum in L.A., okay, against Dominic Mysterio. Okay, great guy for him to go against because they'll stage it so it looks like Dominic puts up a good fight. But let's face it, Punk squashed Dominic Mysterio, and that's not a worthy match for him. Yeah, a worthy match for him would be going up against one of the Usos or going up against, Drew McIntyre is going to kill him if he goes against him now. So he needs a couple matches. But he needs to go up against some different talent. Maybe Austin Theory. Would be a good, wait a minute, Austin Theory, is he on Raw? No, he's on SmackDown. But anyway, a couple good guys on Raw for him to go up against, you know, besides going up Dominic with fucking Mysterio. Come on! Now, a lot of people like Dominic Mysterio. He's like the sweetheart of WWE now. He's like the heel of heels there. And he's a joke. Look at him. I mean, and it's shtick about him being a criminal who was in prison. He wasn't in prison. He probably spent, the night in the L.A. County Jail, which is a pretty horrible place. We've heard a lot of tale. At any rate, no. I think Punk, without championship matches, is going to be pretty lackluster in WWE. And probably, I would say within 2 years, he's going to move to some kind of a backstage role, management role, something like that. What bothers me is there's no pipe bombs. There's not going to be any pipe bombs. There's people that don't like him in the back room, in the locker room. There's people that love him in the locker room. There's people that don't give a shit. So there's the deal about Punk. So I'm not excited about Punk being in WWE until I see him wrestle some high-quality matches. I'm not excited about him. As far as I'm concerned, he did the fans, and I'm one of the fans, a big disservice by causing all that BS over in AEW and getting himself kicked out of there, getting fired. He got fired. People try to dress that over. Yeah, they try to downplay what happened there. I mean, Tony Khan, okay, call Tony Khan whatever you want to call him, you know, and demean him as a man or whatever. But he made a pretty strong statement that he was in fear for his well-being and safety, even his life, dealing with Punk after All In. Look, how did he get away with that? And then he goes back to WWE, and of course, oh, they're gonna clean him all up because Triple H is gonna look him in the eye and say, "You screw up here, Buster, and you're gone." Okay, and that's what was needed to be done in AEW. There's no question about it. And these guys all need to be sat down at a table and, hey, why do you don't like each other? What's going on with this? And what's your beef? You know, and everybody gets their chance to talk without talking over each other, and they get to make their points. But that wasn't done. Or maybe it was done, and we don't know about it. At any rate, Tony, you didn't do very well with that whole situation, and you lost a lot of viewers because of it. And now he's back. He's back in the crap hole of wrestling, in my opinion, of wrestling, not of sports entertainment. WWE is very entertaining at times. It's very funny. But you know what? A lot of people like Donald Trump because he's funny. And they let that superside the criminality of the bastard. And don't forget, WWE was a big friend of Donald Trump. And Dana White over at UFC is a big friend of Donald Trump. And I'll tell you what, that makes me really dislike TKO, UFC, and WWE. I don't watch UFC anymore. Once in a while, if there's a fight that's been taped that shows up on YouTube that I want to see, I'll watch it. But I don't watch UFC. Dana White has jumped the shark into the mouth of a carp. He's a bottom feeder. And there's a lot of bad press about UFC and how they didn't pay their people well and all this kind of stuff. And let's face it, these promotions, they don't have retirement welfare for their wrestlers. They do take care of them health-wise while they're in the promotion, but there's no health plan for them other than what they can pick up privately afterwards. And they need that. Wrestlers need a union. Now, in Japan, most of the promotions have gotten together and formed an alliance, kind of like a union between the promotions. But the wrestlers, the performers, they need the union. And that was the one thing that Punk said before he got back to WWE. Let's see if he holds on to that and uses it while he's there. Okay, that's the end of the wrestling segment. And I'll be back in a minute with my political segment. Thanks for tuning in.